Thanks so much for tuning in to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle. Today we're streaming live video at kexp.org all around the world. And we're very excited to have Django Django back in studio. Welcome back.
Hi there.
It's so wonderful to see all of you.
Thank you.
Absolutely love the new record. And it came out at the beginning of the year. So it's so great that you're finally here to play music from it.
It's taken a while. We got here finally, yeah.
It was worth the wait, though. I heard the warm-up and I'm so excited to hear the songs live. You want to kick us off with a couple?
Yeah. This is going to be First Light.
Oh my goodness, that sounds so good. Django Django live on KEXP. We're streaming live video at kexp.org if you'd like to watch today's session. Tonight they play at Showbox at the Market and Born Under Saturn. The new album came out in the spring and very excited once again to have you here today.
Great, thank you.
What have you got next?
Our next one is Shake and Tremble.
Django Django live on KEXP, and we're streaming live video at kexp.org. Man, that sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
What a delight for the senses. It is just so great to hear you perform live. And last time you were here, about a year and a half ago, you Well, your first album came out almost 4 years ago, yeah. And a year and a half ago you were saying you were so eager to begin writing new music, but much to your delight, the demand for Django Django
went on and on.
It really did. Yeah. You toured for almost 3 years, 2.5 years.
Yeah, that's right. It was quite, I think it just came out in different regions at different times, so it was like we were trying to catch up with like Australia and here and France and stuff like that. So yeah, it was really good fun. It was quite intense a couple of years, but it was really good to do it.
It's interesting you used the word term catch up. Did you sort of feel like you were just one step behind the whole way, and it was a wave you were riding that was just going strong?
I think it was a kind of weird, it didn't do it like a sudden jump. It was just a kind of a gradual growth, which was really nice. So it didn't really feel like it was too out of control, if you know what I mean. So yeah, it was a really good wave to be on.
And it really took you pretty much around the world.
Yeah, we did Australia, all through with Japan, all through like Europe, over here obviously, like, you know, Canada and America. And so yeah, it was really good laugh.
Well, what great success you had on that first album, but you must have been so eager, just itching to get to work on this new one. When were you finally able to start working on it?
I think it was around about summer 2013. Like after the summer 2013, we had some festivals, and then we just got in the studio, and yeah, just kind of cracked on with it, really.
Were you just bursting with tons of ideas, or did you have kind of, okay,
overflowing.
No kind of a writer's block, you just jumped right in?
A bit of both, but you know, we kind of got through it, so yeah, it was good.
I know that David and Vincent, you primarily wrote and recorded the songs for the first album. I'm kind of guessing that the approach was different for this record.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a more like even split. It was just a, like everybody got involved, Tommy and Jim, me and Dave. So it was like a really good, it was a kind of new way of working in a way, which was nice. And it also got like, you know, Tommy and Jim's kind of take on things, and it kind of made it more versatile in a way.
And I know that you've had a lot of experience and opportunities in the intervening years, and you clearly can create and produce and record and engineer your own record. But did you decide to bring someone in to kind of take the pressure off and let you focus on the music?
Yeah, we had a kind of engineer working with Dave, who helped with the kind of technical world. It was like a big studio, so it was quite a lot to get your head around, from going from a kind of bedroom setup with a little 8-tracker, like, you know. So yeah, that was good to have. And also working in a big studio gave us lots of opportunities to try out loads of vintage, you know, kit, like synths and like drum machines and stuff like that, it also made it sound quite a lot bigger, which we were kind of trying to do in the first one, but we were doing within Dave's bedroom, which obviously has its, you know, kind of limitations.
That's the first thing that I notice about the album. It is so big sounding, and it sounds like that was a goal for you on the outset.
Yeah, I think we just, you know, with the first album, even though it was in a bedroom, we wanted to make it quite like high quality. We didn't really want to make it like a kind of a lo-fi kind of thing. And I think, I suppose, working within that studio, you know, some of the tracks called for them to be quite big sounding, like Giant and 4,000 Years, and having, you know, live rooms and great like old, you know, reverb that, you know, chambers and stuff like that, echo chambers, was really good.
Even though the first record was made, as you say, essentially in a bedroom, I actually would never have known, and I didn't hear that until long into discovering the record and listening to it. It came out as a fully formed album, and it's just kind of crazy to think about how you made that. I guess if you have great ideas and you're inspired and passionate about it, you can really create some magical things.
Yeah, I think limitations can give you quite a lot of, you know, because you've obviously got to work a little bit harder to get, you know, results. So we couldn't have a live drum kit set up in Dave's bedroom, because obviously, you know, the neighbors would go mad. So we just had to do a bit of sampling, like little, you know, Coke bottles or Pepsi bottles, any, you know, and you know, shakers and stuff like that. Just kind of build up a percussion, you know, set from a lot of different kind of sources.
It's so wild to hear that you didn't have a drum kit set up, because the percussion and the drumming is such a big element to the first record. A testament to your talent there.
I don't know if you can, if I've got a mic.
We'll kind of give you the overhead god mic there. Yeah. Do the best you can.
It was a bit like this, sort of drum, you know, cardboard box, things taped to it, and then layered up and pitched up and down to recreate the sound of a drum kit. But yeah.
Were you excited about what you could do in a studio?
I think so. I mean, it was a kind of a real kind of learning curve for us. There was bits that I think we'll take on and that were good, and there was bits that weren't so good for us. So it was, you know, a kind of jumping in at the deep end and hoping, you know, for the best. But yeah, I think the next album will pick and choose what worked, I think, yeah.
Well, we're really enjoying this new album. It's called Born Under Saturn from Django Django. And are you headed out on years and years of crazy tours? I know there's a couple of Django Django babies now, so you got to find some life balance, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a little bit more complicated, but yeah, it's all good. I think this is going to be like the second night of our US-Canadian tour, which so we're all pretty fresh, hopefully. Well, kind of.
Canadian tour.
Yeah. Oh, what
we're South Canada, Southwest Canada here in Seattle. Yeah. Tonight, Django Django play at the Showbox at the Market, and we are beyond delighted to have you here in studio today.
Thank you.
You got another song for us?
Yeah, we're going to do Love's Dart.
We're streaming live video at kexp.org with Django Django.
Love's Dart.
having fun with Django Django live here in the KEXP studios. Born Under Saturn is their new album, and tonight they play at Showbox at the Market. And time for one more.
Yeah, this is going to be Slow West. It was a song we did for Dave's brother, who made a film called Slow West with Michael Fassbender. And this is like the final track of the film.
Exciting. One's a foot stomper.
Thank you.
Django Django live on KEXP tonight. They play at the Showbox, and Dave, actually one of the best shows I've seen at the Showbox in 20 years was your brother in the Beta Band.
Yeah.
Great live shows, and it is so great to see all of you live today here at KEXP. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Cheers.
We look forward to seeing you next time. It's KEXP Seattle.